Hi, Rex Latchford here with another Day Page. Here's some headlines. Egypt is facing a major escalation of a crackdown on the Muslim Brotherhood and other critical voices. The military government has designated the Brotherhood a terrorist organization after a suicide bombing last week that killed 14 people. The announcement came even though the Brotherhood condemned the attack and an unrelated jihadist group claimed responsibility. Using the terrorism label, the Egyptian regime has arrested hundreds of Brotherhood members and seized their assets. It's the latest in a crackdown that began with the ouster of President Mohamed Morsi in July following mass protests against his rule. The crackdown has also spread to opposition activists and journalists. Egypt's military government has repeatedly targeted Al Jazeera, raiding offices, ordering an affiliate's closure, and deporting several staffers. The arrests come as a new report details the dangerous conditions for journalists in Egypt and other troubled areas around the world. According to the Committee to Protect Journalists, conditions in Egypt deteriorated dramatically in 2013, with 6 reporters killed, more than in any previous year. Egypt trailed only Iraq, where 10 journalists were killed, and Syria, where at least 29 journalists were killed. Overall, the Middle East accounted for 2/3 of at least 70 reporters' deaths worldwide. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange addressed a major gathering of computer experts Monday at the Chaos Communications Congress in Hamburg, Germany, calling on them to join forces in resisting government intrusions on internet freedom and privacy. Independent journalist and security expert Jacob Applebaum, creator of the Tor Network, also spoke and revealed a spying tool used by the NSA, known as a, quote, portable continuous wave generator, unquote. The remote-controlled device works in tandem with tiny electronic implants to bounce invisible waves of energy off keyboards and monitors to see what's being typed. It works even if the target computer is not connected to the internet. You may have seen something like that in sci-fi movies, where the disturbance in the continuous wave is used to reconstruct a three-dimensional image. Police in Russia have rounded up dozens of people in the city of Volgograd following the twin bombings of a railway station and trolley bus. The toll from the attacks has risen to 34. No one is claiming responsibility, and it's unclear whether any of those detained today were involved. Russia is due to host the Winter Olympics in Sochi in just over a month. The violence in South Sudan has killed more than 1,000 people. Speaking on Monday, Gerard Araud of the UN Security Council, president for this month, said 180,000 people have been displaced. U.S. regulators have chosen 6 universities and other public entities to develop test sites for domestic drones. The approved test sites are located in at least 10 states, ranging from New York and Massachusetts to Hawaii, Alaska, Nevada, and Texas. The Federal Aviation Administration says the sites will conduct critical research on the requirements needed to safely integrate drones into the national airspace over the next several years. Hundreds of entities, including law enforcement agencies, are permitted to fly drones. The latest testing is part of a push to use drones for commercial purposes. A new report by the Committee to Protect Journalists says that at least 70 journalists died on the job in 2013. 29 journalists died covering the civil war in Syria. Another 10 were killed in Iraq. Egypt was the 3rd most violent country for journalists, with 6 killed for their work last year. The report came as 4 Al Jazeera journalists were interrogated by Egyptian prosecutors following their arrest Sunday evening. Residents of the small town of Castleton, North Dakota, have been urged to evacuate after a train carrying crude oil collided with another train, triggering a series of explosions. The BNSF railway train stretched about a mile long and was carrying more than 100 oil-laden cars, about 10 of which caught fire. A plume of black smoke could be seen for miles. Authorities said shifting winds could raise the risk of health effects no injuries have been reported. In Canada, scientists say that tar sands oil operations in Alberta are releasing mercury that's impacting an area of more than 7,300 square miles. According to Post Media News, mercury levels in the area are up 16 times higher than background levels for the region. Mercury is a powerful neurotoxin that can cause brain damage. The Alberta tar sands are the origin point for the Keystone XL pipeline, which would bring oil to the Texas Gulf Coast. A new poll shows the number of Republicans who believe in evolution has dropped 11% since 2009. According to the Pew Research Center, just 43% of Republicans believe that human beings have evolved over time. By contrast, 67% of Democrats believe in evolution, a slight increase since 2009, but still a shockingly low percentage for either party. And that's it for this Day Page. You can find all the others at daypage.net. It's a production of Radio InfoWeb Mornings and heard on the Liberty Radio Network. Join me again next time for another Day Page.